Also, what you criticize decreases, and what you praise increases. So if you have someone that gets a promotion, I want you to be really, truly happy for that person, because that means that you can see it happening in front of you. Or if somebody makes an extra $10,000, I want you to be happy for that person. I want you to praise the fact that they did it. Okay? And I don't want you to criticize, to say, well, look at this guy driving a $60,000 car. Wait a second. You may want to drive a $60,000 car some years down the road. Don't criticize the person for spending the money. It's their money. They can spend it any way they want, right? Don't critique or criticize them. You know, somebody in an expensive car cuts you off on the freeway, well, look at this, rah, 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 rah. And we make that reference to that they're rich or that they have wealthy and that is why they feel they can get away with it. Well, hey, I've been cut off by people in the most horrible jalopies you can think of. And the thought never occurred to me to say that they did it because they were poor. So why should we blame someone for, you know, so it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
But what if the guy who gets the promotion you should have gotten? How do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, you don't want to believe in limited supply. That means that is the only promotion there is? Is that the only company there is? Is that the only position there is? Is that the only department there is? You see, we believe this is it. And if I don't get one, my whole life is ruined. Then you set yourself up for a fall. So what that means, the approach to take is when you want something, the approach to take is this or something better. I want this promotion or something better than this. And that way, you open yourself up to, if you don't get this particular promotion that you think logically is what you should get, maybe the universe has something better in mind for you. And you want to be open to that possibility rather than shut down and get angry, upset, and negative because you didn't get what you thought you should be getting. Works very powerfully that way. And let me put it to you this way. There is no one can hold down a person who has the right kind of abilities. It's impossible to do. It's like somebody trying to hold down a cork in a glass of water. Sooner or later, you have to let go of the cork. What happens when you let go? It pops to the surface, right? So if the abilities are not recognized, if your talents and abilities are not recognized at where you're at, then you want to find out who will recognize and pay for my talents and abilities and not only set it up for yourself, well, this is the only way I want to do it. And one of the things that I always advise people is that if you want to get a promotion at work, one of the things you always want to do is go to the person who is capable of giving you that promotion. I had a lady in class who had a very similar question to yours, and she said to me, oh, I want a promotion. Good. I said, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, does your boss know about this? She says, oh, yeah, I've been hinting at this for years. I said, well, the first thing you have to understand is your boss a man? And she says, yes. So the first thing you have to understand is that men don't get hints. Step number one. It's okay to laugh at that. I'll let you do that. I'm a man, so I can take it. Men don't get hints. A lot of women think that they are crystal clear about explaining what they want, while the poor male doesn't have the faintest idea that that's what they want. I said, the odds are excellent that your boss has no idea whatsoever that you want a promotion. She said, but I've been hinting at it for years. I said, well, how have you been hinting? She said, well, I've been dropping little hints here and there. I said, that works fine with other females, but the great majority of men does not get that. You have to come straight out and say, what do I need to do to get a promotion? She says, that's straightforward? I said, oh, absolutely. I said, I want you to take a pad, paper with you, go sit down, make sure there's enough time for a discussion, and say, I have a question, I'd like to chat with you. Fine, come on down. So what specific steps do I need to do to get a promotion in this company? I said, and then you listen very carefully and you write down every step that's being mentioned to you. And when you're done, you review all the steps, make sure you got it right. And then at the end of which, you say, is there anything else you can think of I may have to do other than the things you already mentioned? And the person will think, thinking. No, this is it. So in other words, what you're telling me, if I do all the things that you just listed for me, you're going to give me a promotion, right? Well, there's only one answer to that one, right? And that is yes. So what is your job then? You do all the things on the list. And you keep on showing. You know, once in a while you show up and say, by the way, remember those five things on the list? I did number one, two, and three. Here they are. You know, documented. getting there. So get yourself ready here. You know, stop printing my business cards. You see, you make people commit. You tell them, tell me what I have to do, and then you do it. Then there is no backing or veering away. But you have to deal with a person who can fulfill, of course. If you talk to somebody else who has to talk to somebody else, then they always have that third party to go, well, I want to give this to you, but this bad person on top of you doesn't want to give it to you. But you need to become clear about what you want, first of all, in your own head. And then if other people are going to give you what you want, you need to tell them what you want. You cannot expect them to sort of mind read that. Even though you feel they ought to, they're not going to. Everybody is in their own little world, you know. They have their own things they're worried about, their own concerns about it. You are one of 50 people they're dealing with. You have to keep that in mind. You have to understand human nature, right? And you have to also understand that a lot of people will not take any action unless they're pressed to do something. So you need to set it up where there's some pressure here. And the pressure is, tell me what to do, and then you do it. That's pressure, right? But that's the right kind of pressure, because they're setting up the terms, right? They're creating the terms, and you're fulfilling the terms. You have to keep in mind that all companies, the only reason they exist is to make money, to earn a profit for their stockholders, if they're a large company, or for if it's a privately owned company, for the people that own it. That's the only reason for their existence. I mean, they may want to do all kinds of wonderful things, and they may want to help, and they want to provide wonderful services and products, but unless they earn a profit, they're not going to exist. So therefore, the number one thing that you want to do is, what can I do to help my company become more profitable?